At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas County is suing drug companies and doctors over their alleged roles in the deadly opioid epidemic. The Dallas Morning News reports a 59-page claim filed in Dallas County Court accuses the maker of OxyContin, at least 10 other pharmaceutical companies, and three local doctors of knowingly pushing patients towards addictive drugs while also claiming the drugs were safe. Dallas County records show nearly 2,000 people have died of opioids or heroin overdoses since 2011. Dozens of other governments nationwide have launched similar court battles. Well, with only 4 days left until the event, Arlington's Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade has been canceled. City officials denied a permit to parade organizers because they didn't have enough money to cover all the cost. Event spokesperson Windsor Barbie said organizers came up $60,000 short after some sponsors pulled out because of a threatened boycott over naming Governor Greg Abbott as honorary grand marshal. Arlington's traditional Advancing the Dream celebration of the King holiday will take place as scheduled today through Monday. Now to our Friday conversation. One of the most influential education nonprofits in North Texas has a new leader. 34-year-old Byron Sanders takes over Big Thought and its focus on merging education and the arts to make opportunities for kids. Sanders talked to KERA's Rick Holter.
Now, your personal story is pretty unusual in the education nonprofit world. You grew up in Southern Dallas and graduated from a private school, Green Hill. Mm-hmm. How did you navigate those two very different worlds?
I know, right? That is the reason why I would say this is kind of my dream job. It's a perfect intersection of passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. It's because of those early experiences that I had growing up. When I grew up in Southern Dallas, I went to Dallas ISD schools. And, you know, my youngest years, Adele Turner, Oak Cliff, you know, but growing up, there were some things at home that were, that weren't always ideal. Like I grew up in a home where I witnessed abuse. Mm-hmm. My outlet was in out-of-school time activities, was in being able to go to theater and live that life and to be in track and field and Odyssey of the Mind, all these different experiences that my mother chose to give me. And then I met a mentor in middle school who told me about this place called Green Hill. Mm-hmm. I went up and I visited and I'm taking a tour. There's this nice kid who's, you know, leading me down this sidewalk. Then a peacock walks by. I'm like, what kind of magical land where they have peacocks meandering about? Right. So I know what the kids who grow up in Southern Dallas are dealing with. And I know what I got when I went to private school. And I believe that we can create a world where you don't have to live in a certain zip code in order to get both of those experiences. We need to expand opportunities so it doesn't really matter where you grow up.
Let's talk about the opportunity gaps and what you saw in your youth and how that plays out now that you're in charge of this nonprofit.
For me, growing up in Southern Dallas, there weren't a lot of programs just out and about that we could go to and find to have these really cool experiences.
Right, right.
My mother had to be very resourceful to find them. A lot of our kids don't necessarily have that opportunity. We, Big Thought, have to go to them. We meet people where they are.
You went to SMU, where you were clearly an achiever and headed toward great things, but the fraternity you joined was shut down after a hazing incident where a student was forced to drink gallons of water, and you were kicked out of school. You ultimately graduated from Tulsa. How did that change the course of your life?
I am immensely blessed to have had an opportunity to live and to learn over that period of time. It's one of the reasons why I am so grateful for other people pouring into my life. Going through that experience, the people at SMU and the people at University of Tulsa, they were the ones who gave me a new lease. It's also why I connect so much with our kids, because you don't always do the right thing. You don't always make the right choices or the right decisions in life. People fall. People make mistakes, right? But for me, because there was someone who was willing to listen to my story and hear the full depth and the nuance, mm-hmm. and also see my sincerity in the degree to which I had more to give to life. They didn't write me off. President Gerald Turner with Southern Methodist University, we met several years later, right? I graduate, I come back, I'm living all this new life. Mm-hmm. He was checking on me the whole time when I was up there. when I came back, I told him about everything that I'd been doing. I told him about the quarter life crisis that I had when I decided to step into the mission related path.
Because when you came out of school, you were kind of headed to finance.
Right? Yeah, I was in pharmaceuticals when I first came out of school. And President Turner, after I told him what life was like, they did something that he hadn't done before. My record was expunged, and they welcomed me back into the SMU family. That doesn't happen without other people. There's a lot of people knew that I still had a lot left to give to this world and society, and that's absolutely where our kids are. A lot of the same ones that might be written off, they have a lot more left to give, and we just have to give them that opportunity.
So the name of the organization is Big Thought. That's a big responsibility for somebody in the CEO's chair. What's your big thought?
What we want to do is to be able to prepare our kids, not just for today, but for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is looking very different than tomorrow used to look 20 years ago, right? There's a bit of this element of the create economy. The Department of Labor says 65% of our kids today are going to be working in jobs that do not yet exist. How do you prepare a child for a world that you can't even envision yourself? Well, what you do is you empower them with a skill set of using creativity to create, to be on the front edge of that economy. That's the big idea.
Byron Sanders, CEO of Big Thought, congrats on the new job and thanks for taking the time.
I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, the difficulties of life after the so-called Islamic State. We'll have a rare report from Mosul in Iraq. That's coming up at 9 on the BBC NewsHour. As for the forecast, a high near 44 today under sunny skies, overnight low around 27. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 39. It's 24 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. Time now is 8:30.